Hey, what's happening? How are you doing today? Thank you so much for being here. I am Chris of the world famous Cool Cars with Chris. You clicked on the right show at the right time. Thank you so much. And if you're watching this on YouTube or anywhere else, hit that subscribe button or follow button right now. Listen, I'm looking at you. Listen, you see me, I see you. Yeah, hit that subscribe button. It'd be super cool if you did. And the reason why we're here today is because last weekend, Courage and I went on up to Willow Springs Raceway, all there for the All Japan Showdown show. It was an amazing experience. And guess what? Yeah, we filmed the entire thing. So today, our podcast came live from the event. So on today's episode, although if you are listening to this on an audio podcast, great. I highly encourage you, if you want to see everything that's happening in this video, in this episode, I suggest you head on over to coolcarswithchris.com. Click the YouTube channel. It'll be on there. And if you're listening on Spotify, this video audio show will be in video form on the Spotify app directly. You have it right there. Either or, you can do that. But if you're still listening on an audio podcast, that's fine too. And we talk about the immersive world we were in when we were there at this racetrack that is a legendary racetrack that I've always heard about, what it was like actually being there, especially being there at 6 a.m. You're going to hear that story, how we almost got lost heading over there. And also, of course, it's all about Japanese cars and cool cars. And of course, Z's galore. Lots of Z's are in this event. My Z was there, a bunch of other Z's. You're going to see and hear us talk about all the different Z's that were there, from the 240s to the new ones and everything in between. I think every single model of Nissan Z was there at the event. Super, super cool. And of course, you know, one thing we can always talk about is movies. And the biggest car movie of all time for cars in this generation anyways, it's got to be Fast and Furious. We're talking all about that, all of that, and more on this episode. Let's go.
Who's got us? Is somebody going to go up? Is somebody going to start to fire up the other end? Oh, yeah, that guy there. Okay. I think we're rolling. Are we rolling? Yeah, okay. We're rolling live from Willow Springs. Cool Cars with Chris. I got Courage here. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm good, man. Is it? We are bright and early out at Willow Springs at a racetrack. I'm doing awesome.
Man, we are in the thick of it all, right in the middle of Willow Springs. I got cars firing up. I got races happening on the hill. We got, it seems like it's like everyone's here. Well, I mean, people are coming and going. It's pretty nuts, man. What is your experience so far being here at Willow Springs?
No, I mean, it was interesting getting here right, you know, at 6 o'clock, 6:30, where it was pretty quiet. Like, you didn't hear anything, you know. Folks are camping out here, which is pretty cool. And seeing people just getting up, waking up, to now where it's like literally the track is alive, you know, cars driving around the pits.
Yeah, I know, people actually driving on the hill right now. It's kind of nuts, you know. It's kind of surprised how many people actually out here. And they got some all variety of cars. It's not just Japanese cars. I thought it was going to be only Japanese cars. But I've seen Corvettes, I've seen a GT40, I've seen, you know.
And that Viper over there?
There's a new Z on a trailer. Oh, yeah, right over there, a yellow one. I saw a new Z, I got my Z right over here.
Yeah.
Brought the Z out here, took it all the way out here. It was quite a journey, lots of traffic. You know, taking the...
How was your first big experience, you know, longer trip in the Z? How would you sum it up?
Bumpy, traffic, the suspension on the thing's a little harsher than I thought it would be. And so, you know, it's definitely an experience taking it out here. So it's kind of a trip soaking it all in, all the people, all the vendors, all the stuff that's out here. You know, it's kind of a trip.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because we went to Laguna Seca last year during Monterey Car Week, and it was one of those where, like, it was kind of like this, and we were able to walk around the paddock and see the cards and everything. But, you know, you just really feel like how it is to, like, kind of feel like you're at a racetrack, like you're part of these, like, race teams almost while they're getting their cars ready and warmed up. And
yeah, we are the official Cool Cars with Chris podcast race team.
Yeah,
happening here at Willow Springs. You know, it's out here in the middle of nowhere, by the way. It's like way out here in the sticks. It is far, far away, but
when we were driving here, because I was following you over and I didn't have my GPS following or anything, I was like literally like, Chris, where are we going?
Oh, you weren't using your GPS? I was using
GPS. Not until the last turn I like finally kind of turned it on because I was like, oh, Chris knows where he's going. It's like, I don't know where I'm going. I've never been here before. How did I know where I was going, dude? Yeah.
I'm
leading the blind, basically.
Well, I have my GPS on. Thank God the maps work. Thank God that my Apple Maps worked and I got some kind of a signal. But it is crazy out here today. It's getting busier. I first got here, it was like nobody here really. And we had a few things. We didn't know the right spot or anything. But now that we're here, we're kind of set up in the middle. We're like right in the thick of everything, like right where everything's happening. There's a Mustang firing up next to us. There is, it's like a GT350. Check out that thing. Man, it's super crazy loud out here. And I don't know how the podcast is going to work out with all the audio and all the noise. But well, as long as you talk right into the microphone, I think you're fine. Get as close as you can, I think you're probably fine. So
hopefully this will feel like you're here with us, the folks listening, it'll feel like they're here and involved, so we'll see.
I know so this is the first time doing the show on the road like this, and it's quite a trip, actually, to tell you. Hopefully we get a lot of people coming on the show, interviews and whatnot, and we're all set up and ready to go for that. So this is we're doing the podcast right now here live at Willow Springs, at the raceway. So, what is the most impressive car you've seen so far today?
What's that one? It was a passing car. You got to give me that one more time.
What was the most impressive car you've seen today?
Seeing that an ACX, I guess, that Viper it's just something about a Viper. Like, even amongst all of these race cars and these, like, purpose-built, race car, even though we're sitting next to something that's also pretty crazy. I don't even know what that thing is, but it looks like an airplane with wheels on it. That's also pretty crazy as well. But I mean, the GT350 is awesome, but there's just something about a big wing, ACR, ACX Viper in person that is just menacing for sure. So that's one of my favorites. The GT40 was cool too. I mean, I've commented on you being a tall guy, and like seeing you stand next to it is fun to watch.
Man, that thing is like on the ground. It's so low to the ground. It's crazy how low they do on the ground. Yeah, I thought my car was low, but that thing is like crazy low. It's a smaller car than you think it is. It's really small. It doesn't seem very big, I guess. I think back in the day, they actually drove those things. They're probably pretty small guys. So, there's that. But this is fun. It's been live here at Willow Springs. And we can't wait to introduce you to cool new people. And we'll go from there. All right. Man, this is great being here live, doing a live podcast at the racetrack. I got cars running around me, firing up.
Take a moment to take in this V8 of this Corvette Stingray rolling by here. That thing's cool.
What year is that, you think?
What's that?
What year car was that?
Was that like maybe late 60s, you think? Do you know?
I think it was 60s.
Yeah,
I take a good glimpse of it or whatever. But, some of these cars are kind of hard to tell because they do have so many modifications on these cars that you don't know whether it's a 50s, 60s, like that. Was that 93? What car that guy had up there?
Oh, Stagio. I keep blanking on it, but it's the real common sedan that you've been seeing a lot of people import as of late.
Right, because it had the other side car drive. It had the right, the left side.
Right-hand drive.
Right-hand drive. I'm getting mixed up. Yeah, the right-hand drive is where it was on the steering wheel. And the other car next to it had the same thing, too. It had the right-hand drive on the car, imported directly from Japan. I wonder, I didn't ask the guy, but maybe we'll have him on, but I was going to ask him if the stick shift was, if it was stick, and is it hard to drive a stick shift, being that you're using your left hand for shifting versus your right hand. Now, I'm sure the clutch pedal, gas pedal, and brake are probably in the same spot.
All the same.
On the floor. Mm-hmm. It's just the other hand, like figuring out how to drive it. I'm sure you probably get used to it after a while. A long time ago, I actually drove one of those old Chevy trucks that had it looked like an automatic because it was like the standard shifter on the side column.
Yeah.
But it was a three on the tree style, they call it.
So it's like, off
you,
the column.
You have to shift. There's a clutch, you shift, it's like you got to play with it. And it's hard to tell because it's hard to tell what gear you're in when you're using it.
Yeah.
So, I remember I used that thing. I worked for a company that had that, and I was driving that thing around town.
I feel like that'll be an easy one to get wrong and downshift gear or something.
Well, it's just tricky because you're not used to that kind of shifting, It's just kind of weird. So I wonder if you're driving a car that's a right-hand drive, left-hand shifting, how difficult it would be
to do that.
Actually, I've had a chance to. I think you met him recently. My buddy, my neighbor, who has the white S15.
Oh, right, the 240.
Yeah, and he actually let me drive that a little while back.
And it is it right hand.
It's right hand drive. Yeah.
No way.
And it is weird. It, especially being a right handed person, like you know, shipping.
Is standard H pattern like to the left is one, and then
so yeah, just think exactly the same like in terms of layout, but then you're doing it now with your left hand. So it's definitely something to get used to. After a while, you probably do get used to it. But for me, you know, not really never have driven a right-hand drive car. It was weird for sure.
Well, that's got to be trippy. Now, did you leave the neighborhood or just to keep it around the?
Well, yeah, we rode nearby my house. We kind of went around. We went and grabbed coffee, and he let me.
Oh, actually, you didn't leave the complex.
Oh yeah. Uh huh. Yeah, he entrusted me, and this was close to when he first got it too. So you know, he entrusted me to let me have it a go.
Wow, what a trip, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though. You see a lot of crazy stuff here. I've seen some Zs here. I've seen a lot of classic Zs I've seen here. A lot of 240s, 280s, real nice, clean jobs. Like, that's my favorite Z is, like, the 240, you know, 280 stylish.
Yeah, shout out to Z Club of America.
Oh, yeah, they're right behind us over here, yeah. So I'm about to go get some swag. They all kinds of stuff for sale, looks like, over there. T-shirts, bags, sweaters, all that kind of stuff. In fact, I thought I'd bring my sweater today. It seemed kind of cold this morning, but... It's gotten hot, you know, since the sun came out.
We're in the desert, so.
Well, I figured it would be. So, yeah, you know, we're here. Look at right behind us, rolling up is a red 240, or no, 280.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's pretty clean. I like that. Looks like aftermarket wheels, but it looks pretty well-fitting. Like, it's a nice look.
Yeah, I dig it. So, we're doing bring the podcast on the road here at Willow Springs. Got the races underway right behind us. You can see the racetrack behind us.
Yeah, and we got the classic muscle out, so I'm sure we might have a couple times where we get a little overpowered when these guys get to full throttle, but they definitely are glorious to hear, for sure.
Oh, definitely. I didn't expect it to be as loud. Here comes a Corvette. Look at this thing. Rolling on by. Yeah.
That reminds me a lot of, if you remember one, I think it was the fifth Fast and the Furious movie.
Dude, I get them all mixed up. I don't know which. All I know is like the first like three or four. After that,
they all mesh together.
I don't even see the last one. The last one, there was a scene where I guess Dom like races down the like Hoover Dam or something like that.
Yeah,
it's all exploding in the background or whatever. And I saw a meme today. It said something like, "It's like who needs like gravity when you have family?" Like defies all laws.
Family defies all logic, all gravity. Yeah, no, I mean, I always tell people there was a cutoff in the series where it was the one scene in one of the movies where Dom is trying to save Letty, and he takes his car and he crashes it into the middle barrier of a freeway, and he flies out of the windshield across the bridge and catches her and lands on a car on the other side.
I remember that, yeah.
And I tell people all the time, like, that was where I was like, okay, this is just, there's nothing in reality in these movies anymore. It's no longer grounded.
Well, supposedly. So this is what Dom himself has said, that the next Fast and Furious is going to be about cars. They're bringing it back about cars. I don't know how. I mean, theoretically, there are cars in every movie.
Yeah.
They're just doing crazy stuff. They're going to outer space.
Yeah.
And driving down the waterfall or whatever they're doing, you know, or crossing the bridge or crossing some crazy, like,
basically playing bumper cars and... You know, whatnot.
Jumping out of parachutes on cars, flying cars in space. I mean, it's jumped the shark so many times. I think they already kind of know that. But the problem is that it makes so much money. Because now what it's doing is it's bringing in a crowd to see the movie that is not about cars.
Yeah.
Guys that are into action movies, they don't care about cars. And they come for that. Yeah. It's just like watching a James Bond movie.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like, it's something you expect in a James Bond movie. You expect that level of kind of craziness and action and espionage, but, you know, for a Fast and Furious movie, at least originally, you just wanted to know about the racing, you know?
Well, at first you did the cars, street racing, all that kind of stuff, but they still had to make it like an undercover cop movie. They had to make it this whole, like, spy thing. They had to make it, like, you know, like, undercover cops trying to infiltrate the bad guy and his whatever he's got going on and his car gang and all this other kind of stuff. So it's quite a fun experience. But, I can't wait for the ride to open this summer at Universal Studios. I'll be riding that, or at least going to try to ride that.
Yeah.
Depending how busy it is.
Yeah.
This guy here is getting towed. So.
I had some track troubles. What is that? Oh, the old 510, I think. One of those. Those are pretty cool. I was going to ask you on that Fast and the Furious topic. Yeah. If you had to choose a car, a Fast and the Furious car, like one car from the movie that you would bring out here to Willow Springs and put on the track, I'm curious what you might want to bring out here and put through its paces on the track.
I think my favorite car from the entire show has got to be the first car. It's got to be that Supra in the first movie.
Which one?
The Supra in the first movie. Because it's so iconic and... you know, they built it, and it's like kind of like a project. The whole movie is kind of centered around this project car. You know, they're putting together like a project car, and I think that'd be kind of a car. The other cars are too like over the top. I guess Dom's Charger and all that kind of nonsense.
Yeah,
but
we got to take that out to a drag strip, though.
Well, I guess also he had that for a brief moment. He had that GTR, but that was only for like a brief moment. So. There's that, but
yeah.
Here we are live at Willow Springs.
Right. You got headphones for Courage, and actually can hear, because all this noise is kind of actually hard to hear when you're actually having a conversation. It's kind of hard to hear like what the other person's saying and actually hear what's going on. But because this is louder than I thought it would be actually here at Willow Springs. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess I should have thought about this because it's like a racetrack. Yeah, it's things people think about. You know, we try to like bring all the gear together and get everything going for the podcast.
It's hard to put into perspective what these cars sound like when they're really at full revs. Like a lot of them, unrestricted exhausts, and so
straight pipes.
Straight. Pipes.
Do you think these have smog like cats on these, or no? Just straight off the header, straight to the back.
That's probably the first thing to go on these cars, to be honest.
Wow, that's nuts. So I see a lot of crazy things here. I got new Z's pulling up. I got old Z's here. I got all kinds of different things.
I'm not going to lie. This is probably the most like new Z's that I've seen in one place.
Well, three? It's like three of them here.
Yeah. But still, I haven't seen them around a lot at all, especially as late, because they're awesome cars. But it just, you know, unfortunately, people haven't really been buying them as much as
this. No, not really. Not really. And they are bigger cars, too. They feel like they're bigger than mine. Here, my little Z here.
Yeah.
It just feels so much smaller than some of the older ones, like some of the 280s, 240s, they just seem like bigger. Well, some of the 240s are smaller, but I think some of the 280s seem longer. I don't know. Maybe it's just my perspective. But like, I just don't think it will be.
They have a 2+2 of the 280s, I think, too.
Yeah.
They kind of stretched out a little.
Look at my like front tire, how it's almost to the very front of the car versus like some of the other ones. They sit back a little more. Have you noticed that kind of thing?
I do, yeah. Like, you can even tell like with some of the 240s here, like they got a lot more of the overhang than the 370 does. And I actually never really noticed that until just now.
Well, that's why I think the engine on my car sits back further than the front tire, a little bit more majority of the weight sits behind the axle towards the center of the car to give it the best kind of like 50-50 weight ratio.
Yeah.
For some of these cars, like some of the old 240s, probably not so much, but they probably did a lot of work on the suspension and modifications and like the roll cages and like strut bars and all that kind of stuff.
I wonder in comparison, because I know like the S2000 is one of those cars where they say like the engine, even though it's in the front, it sits so far back, it's actually behind the front axle that you can technically consider it a mid-engine car because of it.
Right, that's what they say like, with mine too.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
It's the mid-front engine, what they call it. Mm. So, but the Z did fine heading over here. You know, there's some traffic, and whoever modified the suspension on this car, I'm starting to notice that it's pretty harsh. Yeah. Every single bump in the road, it's a jarring boom, 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 boom. And I guess I don't know if they did coilovers or they just lowered it with lowering springs or what. I don't know what they did.
Looks good.
It does look good. It's not stand. It doesn't have that. What do you call it? Where it's
it doesn't camber out.
Yeah, it doesn't camber. Yeah, it doesn't quite do that. Now, that's crazy. When you start cambering like that, then it's like you really, it looks like it's just riding on like a little sliver of the tire, really.
With my old Z, because I was on coilovers, but I only adjusted them once, and it was such a hassle to do it that I just never adjusted them ever again. But
oh, really?
I went through tires like crazy because I had a bit of camber, and you don't, like, people don't tell you how much even just a little bit hurts like your tire longevity. And
I would think so. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Anything like that where the tires aren't flat on the ground. I mean, you do the tires be flat, like all the surface of the tire be, you know, planted on the ground. Yeah. But the car did fine, you know. I mean, the brakes were great. Everything was great on the car. You know, it does feel like an older car. You know, it's got some miles on it. But, you know, once you get a spot where it's, like, open on the freeway, it's pretty good. As long as the freeway is smooth. Some of the roads out here, oh, my gosh, they were just, like, pothole city on the freeway.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just wish it had a little bit softer ride in moments like that. I know the car is not supposed to be like a road trip car. I mean, this is the furthest a car will ever go in its life, probably, you know? So
I thought this was a trek for you, for sure.
Oh, definitely, you know? And I think that, like, a lot of guys are pulling your cars on trailers. I didn't even thought about bringing the Z on a trailer out here and use my truck to bring it out here, just like a lot of guys did. But those are more for like the race cars and things like that. So, but yeah.
What's been your favorite car out here that you've seen that you?
I think this 280 over here. It's modified. Looks pretty good. I'm kind of a Z guy. There's lots of Zs. There's so many Zs here. Classic Zs. The Racing Z over there. Jeff Z. I was looking at that. Z Club of America. Shout out. They're here. They're hosting the whole event. We're at the All Japan Showdown here at Willow Springs, and surprisingly. Being that it's an All Japan Showdown, there are a lot of like non-Japanese cars here.
Yeah,
like Corvettes. I thought I saw some Mustang. There was a Shelby that drove.
There was they had a 350 and a GT3, a GT500 over in the corner over there. Even in, I think really
Dodge Viper over there too.
Dude, I'm telling. I mean, that, if you were to ask me what my favorite has been here, I mean, just see.
Oh, the GT4, the original GT4.
The original GT4.
Now is that a replica or is that original, you think?
I think it's original. It would be great to get some perspective, but it looks original. Like, you know, from that era and everything. Like, probably restored, but, you know, it looks original for sure. And hearing that scream down the track as well as the Viper, it's something to behold when you hear that in person.
It sounds so smooth. Just my engine sounds so smooth, yeah. You know? Especially, like, the deeper ones, like the V10 and, like, the V8s. They're really smooth. The V10s are really smooth on the racetrack, the Vipers. Yeah. I remember seeing them years ago when they came out on a track. I think it was in Coronado. They had a track at Coronado on the island, but maybe it was...
Yeah.
And they had them running around there. They had Vipers running around there. And then you recognize how smooth that, you know, it's a V10, 8-liter engine. They're just really smooth sounding, you know? Versus, like, the smaller cars, like the 4-cylinders and, like, the V6s are just, like, screamers, you know? Like, you hear right now, some of these are screamer engines, you know?
Even, like, straight six.
Straight sixes that are out there running around. That's pretty nuts, man.
Yeah,
but
it's cool to see those the Alpha line we're kind of facing over here too, with the all the Alpha Julias, the little like little small, they almost look like sedans, but they're two doors, they're two door coupes.
Yeah, and
here in those days, because those are all 4-cylinders, and they do when you hear them full.
What size engine are those? You know,
I'm not sure. I have to look that up, but I think it's under 2 liters.
Like, hey, here's your friend, your Acura rolling by right now. The Integra, you like the Integra?
Oh, is it the base spec, but still, I do like the Integras. I really would love a Type.
If you're gonna switch up from your car, you go to Integra.
If it was in the same class of car, I probably would go Integra. Yeah.
Now
even over the Type R.
Type R, regular base.
Oh, it would have to be the Type S. The Type S.
Type S.
Yeah. I just love the look of that car. It has a little bit.
But people were kind of upset because it wasn't a sports coupe like original Integra was. It was like a sedan. You know, people were like, "What are you doing?" Yeah. And it could be worse. It could be like the Mitsubishi Eclipse,
yeah,
where it went to like an SUV or some nonsense.
Crossover at the
crossover SUV, yeah. Whatever. You know, I mean,
or they could have did what they did with the new Prelude. Everybody's talking about that, the whole hybrid Prelude setup.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the first Prelude was fine because it was like Honda's like only sports car back in like the 80s, 90s. It was like all they really had before they had the S2000.
Yeah.
But which is like a proper sports car because it's rear-wheel drive.
Yeah.
And for an engine, rear-wheel drive, you know.
Yeah.
But
we got this Corvette coming.
Oh, we got a Corvette coming by?
Oh, and a nice 300ZX turbo, the Z31 300.
Z31. So you got Zs, everyone coming around. You got Z.
I haven't seen a Z32 yet.
You know, that's funny you say that. I have not seen one either. I'm looking around for them. I don't see them. Maybe they just missed the boat. Or now, was there any defective issues with Z31 that probably, like, a lot of them are just dying off now? You don't see too many of them? I mean,
the 31s?
Yeah. I mean, they're 32s.
Or 32.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much, you know, aftermarket for them that you can keep them.
Speak of the devil. There it is right there.
There we go.
There it is, Z32.
Okay. Well,
right there. There it goes.
Oh, man, look at that. Oh, and that was the same color as mine.
Oh, was it really?
That red.
That red color?
Yep. I love
it. Look at that. Yeah, speak of the devil, you see, roll on by.
You just have to say it a couple times.
I know, rolls on by. Yeah. So, man, this has been great here, you know. Cars running around. And I think Z Club of America had people filling up forms to actually take your car on the track. I was going to check to see if mine was on the track or not. I was part of the group to go out there. I wasn't sure yet.
Yeah.
But
are you doing kind of like a parade lap?
I think that's what they're doing. I don't know if I'm willing to do that. I don't know. I'm probably just hanging here and do this instead. But But how does it sound for you with the podcast, you know, having headphones in?
Oh, man, this is what it needed to be.
Yep. I didn't think about it with all the noise and stuff. It didn't occur to me. But here's those cars you're talking about, this little Datsuns. Little four-door one. There's a two-door one.
510s.
Yeah, there's another one come by. A little parade of them.
Those 510s are really good, like, track car. Like, people really do a good, like, solid track builds with those 510s.
Oh, really?
They're light. You know, they, you know.
Actually, they do race those things. They do. Yeah. What motor are those? Are those four-bangers?
Yeah, they're four-cylinder.
Or it's not just 3.6s?
No. You can swap.
What about GTR? Can you put, like, an old, the old,
what are you thinking, like the R32, like,
yeah,
RB? You could RB. I'm sure somebody's RB swapped.
I'm sure they have. As long as it fits. I think I've seen like V6 and V8s on the side. Oh, another one. Here's a white one. A white Z32 rolling by right now.
See, this is what we had to do.
This might be the parade lap.
Oh, and I didn't even see the Infiniti, the M45 that just drove in, too. That's pretty cool to see, too. And those are so weird to me because they look like coupes. They look like two-door coupes. But they do have back doors, and it was back when they were able to kind of figure out how to make like a four-door car kind of coupe-y, and then they decided to just go full sedan with the rest of the generations. But that's cool to see. I wonder if we'll see some more of that. Like, you know, I love Infiniti, so they're still in the class. I don't know if you would agree.
No, they're fine. I mean, they got the G37, G35. You know, those, I like those cars too. You know, yeah. They are basically like the, you know, sedan plush version, like road trip version of the Z. If the Z was gonna be a road trip car, it'd be a G37.
Yeah. Well, they do have coupes though. They do. Remember, they do have the two door.
That's G-37. What I'm talking about. That's
oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. You're right. Yeah. More of the luxury version. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I wonder if we can take the suspension off of that, put it on this, and get a little more plush suspension on my Z. If you took the suspension off of the G37, put it on a Z. I don't know. I mean, they are technically on the same chassis, right?
They are, yeah. They have a lot of shared components.
But I wonder what's different, like, suspension-wise versus the Z versus G37.
Yeah.
I'm sure the G37 is just really, like, just sedan suspension. It's just sedan shocks and just very plush.
The damping, you probably have better dampening and, you know, just overall, like, you got more things that are conducive maybe to still, like, sporty driving, but not, like, not super, super heavy.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But I think, like we were talking about, it would be good to know if the person before you had either lowering springs.
I think he did. I think the mechanic said that he did, that he put the, that it was been lowered. That's why it's so low to the ground. That's why the bottom looks just thrashed underneath. Uh-huh. It's so low to the ground.
It doesn't, like, even though you don't have a lot of wheel gap, like, it doesn't look that low.
There's, like, no wheel gap we talk about, yeah. But my other car had the same issue, too. My other car had the same, like, setup. It was very much similar to this. But my other car had the 19-inch wheels versus this actually has the 18-inch wheels.
Yep.
But I think it has a little thicker tire than mine. But it could just be the fact that it's lower.
Yeah.
Because it's lower, it may feel like it's bigger. The tires fit in the wheel well better.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know.
It looks good regardless.
It does look good. And this wheel combo looks fine, too. Like, I wasn't sure I'd be set on it, but these are stock wheels, and they feel like... You know, they feel fine. I mean, they look great. They don't look like... The other ones were kind of like a, you know, chromium kind of color to them.
Yeah.
Which I dug the other wheels a lot. But it's funny. Another guy at work was telling me that with this wheel combo, he said, my car looks like a Porsche. Because, like, some Porsches you see have this kind of wheel combo set up like this with the red calipers and the darker color wheels on them.
Yeah.
So...
Some folks that don't really, like, that aren't into cars, like, they could... They like,
more Z parade coming here. Is the Z, the 240, 280. That's the 280. Sometimes the old 280s... Oh, here's another... Was it a 350 coming by behind you? Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of 350s, like, just here for the car show itself. Like, there's one that... And there's a couple folks here that we definitely are gunning to get on the pod to talk about their builds, but this one guy came, him and his wife, he has a pretty built, when I say pretty built, it's like a complete...
He's got money with the thing. Yeah. He puts the money in the thing.
A 240 Baja truck, so I won't give away too much other than
it's
that.
It's a 240?
It's a 240 body, and like, but he's...
Yeah, I saw that. I couldn't tell what that was.
Yeah, he literally has like reinforced everything and done like a tubular frame on the inside, but the front clip and some other parts and pieces are 240 SX. It's insane.
Here's another 240 or 280. I can't tell because
somebody brought their BMW over here. What's going on here? Yes, 40i.
There's another one. So it's there. Here comes another. This is 37. Another 370 coming through here right now. I think a Nismo 370 coming through right now on your other side.
You got the better view.
I know. Oh, another Z's coming through here right now.
Oh, so we got a good roll.
We got two 370s coming through here right now. This one's like all decked out with the paint job and everything. It looks great. It's cool we're getting this on shot as they come through in the parade here. We're getting everything on shot here. It's pretty cool.
This was good placement for sure. Yeah. It was kind of interesting because we've been here.
And now, though, there's like two more 370s. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's like 370. Oh, wait. And a third one, fourth one, fifth one. Man, it's 370 group coming through right now. We got
rolled in with these guys.
I know. God, man, those tires are pretty wide on theirs. Wow. Look at this.
GTI coming in with them back here.
Yeah.
I don't feel too out of place with my N here now.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had Mustangs here, too, and stuff. So, another 370. And all these 370s.
Oh,
you got a Tomy? I was going to say, this is awesome, I think.
What do you think about, the blue, flame tips like that? Where
they have those for sale at the muffler shop I was at. I could have got that as an option. Well, I mean, I just kept what I had on there, but...
Yeah.
I guess they're okay, you know? I mean, I think it doesn't do anything for the performance. No. It's like a sticker on your car.
It's an aesthetic.
It's like, I put a sticker on my car, it adds 5 horsepower kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Because it's such a common mod, especially on Zs, that I don't think about it.
I see it on all kinds of cars, really.
Yeah, definitely all around, but I feel like it's kind of a go-to, you know, for Zs, especially because Zs always, you know, the newer ones always had the pronounced exhaust. Like they have where, like even with yours, like it really stands out.
Well, that's if you modify stock. It's like a tiny little oval little thing on the back of it. They usually get a bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
So, but this has been great, man. So hopefully get more people on the pod and we'll go from there and we'll see you when we get back.